Hey, church.
Today we're talking about seeing more clearly. If you feel like you can't see what God's doing in your life and you have no direction, today we're going to talk about how Jesus gave a blind man sight physically and spiritually. We'll be in Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. Here we go.
Let's do it. Guys, God wants to help you. Whatever situation that you're in, whatever thing that you've been praying about, asking God about, He wants to help you. Sometimes it's the environment that we're in that hinders that, because God can help anyone, whether they believe in Him or not. But the way that God most of the time works is through our faith. That's why Jesus says stuff like, you know, your faith has made you healed. Your faith has made you well. There's people every single day that God is helping. But with His children, what He wants us to do is believe in Him, trust Him, so that He can strengthen our faith by answering our faith. That's what He wants to do. He wants us to have more faith because He wants us to have a closer relationship with Him. You know, with my kids, I want them to love me. I want to love them. I want to be best friends with them. I want to be closer to them. That's what God wants for us. He wants to have this strong relationship with you because He knows this. If you trust Him and you have faith in Him that's unwavering, unshaking, what's going to happen is you are going to be less like these waves behind me, and you're going to be more like a solid rock. You're going to be able to show people who He is. You're going to be able to increase the kingdom of God, increase God's family because of the increase of faith that you have. When we are double-minded, the Bible says in the book of James that we look like this. We're up and down. We're just, you know, we don't know which way to go. We're shaky. We're wavy. It's a bad way to live. God doesn't want that for His children. He wants you to have increased faith. So let's jump into how to see more clearly. But as you already know, I already gave the cat out of the bag. It's about faith. That's what we're going to talk about today. So Mark chapter 8, 22 through 26. They came to Bethsaida. They brought a blind man to Him and begged Him to touch him. So this guy was brought to Jesus by friends. That's happened a couple times in Mark 7. It happens as well, where these friends bring this blind guy to Jesus. I don't know if they just really love this guy or they just want to see if Jesus can do it. But this is one out of seven times where Jesus has helped a blind man, specifically a blind man. Guess what? Every single time He does, they're different. Jesus never helps someone the same way. He never does the same thing over and over again. If you want to see God more clearly, you need to understand that how God works in your life today might not be, and probably will not be, the way that He worked in your life yesterday. He works differently. He doesn't repeat, right? He does it differently every time. He does different things because He's creative, He's powerful. He doesn't need to repeat what He did last time because He has a new way of doing stuff. So check this out. Verse 23, He took the blind man by the hand and brought him out of the village. Spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, He asked him, "Do you see anything?" This is the second time that Jesus has brought a blind person away from everyone else to heal him. He did this in Mark 7 as well. The reason why He's doing this is because He's personal. He wants to have a one-on-one relationship with this guy. If we want to see God more clearly, we need to understand that God is personal. He's not this distant God up on a hill that doesn't want to connect with you. He wants to connect with you. He's personal. Also, where He's taken him out of is this town called Bethsaida. Bethsaida was notoriously known for not believing in God, notoriously known for believing in other things except Jesus. And Jesus actually says to them, like, "You're judged. I'm gonna judge you because you guys are not believing and I'm out of here." And He leaves. And so what Jesus is doing is He's taking this guy out of this unbelieving town so that He can really help him. Sometimes what God has to do is remove you from certain people, remove you from certain friends, family members who do not believe in Him, who choose to live in unbelief instead of living by faith. If you wanna see God more clearly, sometimes you need to leave the unbelieving environment that you're in so that you can believe God more. In verse 23, it also says He spits on his eyes. Why would Jesus do this? He's done this three times in the Gospels. Why does Jesus spit on people? Why would He do that? Well, back in this time, the Roman writers of the time and the Jewish leaders, they believed that saliva had the ability to heal, specifically the ability to heal one's eyes and, you know, give people sight. So this guy's blind, right? Jesus spitting on his eyes, He's showing him, or He's letting the guy feel that Jesus is about to do something. Also, this guy would have known right away that Jesus was trying to heal him. This is important because the guy has not a lot of faith right now. And so Jesus, and we're going to see that in the next part, Jesus is showing him, hey, listen, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to do something for you. But I want you to be a part of this with me. I want you to believe that I'm actually going to do this. This was a cultural thing. Like saliva was a cultural belief that they, you know, they thought that this was really going to help people. Didn't help all the time, but he would have for sure had someone else spit on his eyes. He would have for sure been to someone else and got saliva in order to try to see. This is what they just believed at the time. He would have known exactly what Jesus was doing. You know, guys, this is exactly why we use illustrations like Harry Styles. If you saw my Harry Styles video, or if you saw my Billie Eilish video this week, if you saw any of those videos, the reason why I take cultural moments to teach off those moments is because right away, it's a connection that you already know about. If we're gonna reach the world, we gotta do the same thing. We gotta find ways to make connections through stuff that they already know. The way that Jesus made a connection to this guy through this belief that saliva was gonna be able to give him sight. If you wanna see God more clearly, you also need to be able to look for the ways that God is trying to connect with you. What are the ways that God is trying to speak to you, that God is showing you a physical action in order to help you spiritually? That's what this was. Jesus was giving this guy a physical action by spitting on his eyes, because he couldn't see, to help him spiritually. Right away, the guy would have been like, oh my gosh, this guy Jesus, he's really gonna help me right now. He knows what to do. He would have felt that. Remember, he's just in the dark, guys. His eyes are closed. You know what Jesus looks like. He doesn't know how far away Jesus is. And all of a sudden, he feels spit on his eyes. You know, I've been struggling a lot lately with the idea that God is really gonna, you know, take care of us. Like, if we keep on doing ministry like this, God's gonna take care of us. It's hard for me to believe that. A big part of me is like, man, maybe I should just go back and work at a church. But then who's gonna make all these videos? Who's gonna, you know, keep this online ministry going? And this week, I did a video confessing that at some point as a Christian, I was vaping, and God told me to let go of that and to trust him instead of trusting nicotine. And I got a message on DMs from a guy that's saying, I had been praying all day that God would help me give up vaping, and then I saw your video. And that was a little physical action that God showed me to help me spiritually. It was like God was spitting on my eyes, telling you, hey, I'm trying to help you, I want to help you, I'm about to help you, but I want you to believe first. Because the big problem here, guys, is lack of faith. That's the guy's biggest problem. It's not that he can't see, it's that he can't see spiritually. All of us have problems, but none of them are bigger than the fact that we don't believe what God can do. The main factor in all the bad things that happens in the world, the main reason why bad stuff happens in the world, is because of lack of faith. Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve sin against God. Why? They don't believe him. They say, oh, maybe God's holding out on us. Maybe he doesn't want to share this fruit with us. Maybe God isn't good. Maybe God doesn't love us. It was lack of faith that caused sin to come into the world. Every sinful action you will ever do, and you will sin after this video, you will make mistakes. Everything bad that you ever see in the world happens because of lack of faith in God. That's what Jesus is more focused on doing, helping us see more clearly instead of helping us with our physical actions first. He'll help us with that stuff. He'll help you financially. He'll help you with depression. He'll help you with, you know, whatever situation that you're in right now, but he really wants to help you see more clearly first. Let's look at verse 24. The man looked up and said, I see people. They look like trees walking. This tells us that the guy wasn't born blind, because how would he know what trees look like, what people look like? This shows us that he had seen before, but some type of disease or some type of accident had happened. Guys, you didn't ask to be born blind. All of us are born spiritually blind. You didn't ask for that. You were just born into sin. That's how spiritual sin works. We're just born into it. We didn't ask to like live this life. You may have not asked to be the color of skin that you are. You may not ask to be the body shape that you are. You didn't ask to have the parents that you had. You didn't ask for any of those things, but that's where God has you. And that's the situation that you're in. So in that situation, how can we start to see what God wants to do more clearly? Because he doesn't see clearly right here, does he? He's the only blind man out of seven blind men who was healed gradually, not instantly. And you know what? You know why, guys? It was because of his lack of faith. Maybe because of the environment. He was living in Bethsaida. We know that he wasn't from Bethsaida, but he was living there for some reason. He was from a different place, because later Jesus sends him home and he doesn't go back to Bethsaida. But because of this guy's lack of faith, he wasn't able to see instantly. God wants to heal you instantly. God wants to help you instantly. God wants to do something in your life where he everything changes in an instant. He wants that, but sometimes he's blocked from doing that because of our lack of faith. He's still doing it. You know, he's still helping you. Even in this moment, he's still helping you, but he's not helping you how he ultimately wants to help you because of your lack of faith. He's doing it. You're getting God's help gradually instead of instantly, because what he's trying to do is strengthen your faith, let you see more clearly so that you can understand that he is the help in a very, very, very time of need. He's the one that's gonna be able to help you. Check this out. It says that in verse 25, again, Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes. The man looked intently and his sight was restored and he saw everything clearly. He wasn't looking intently the first time. He wasn't looking by faith, he was looking by fear. He was looking like, okay, what if this doesn't work though? What if Jesus is just like all the other doctors that I came to, and what if this doesn't work? What if Jesus messes up? He wasn't looking intently. It's not until we start to look intently through the eyes of faith that we'll be able to get the help we need from God. Like I said, guys, he can help the most unbelieving atheist type person. He helps people every day who don't believe in him. But how God wants to help is through allowing us to see more clearly, by allowing us to live by faith and to see by faith intently, not look through fear. That's how he wants to do it. So this time he starts to see completely clearly. Verse 26, he sent the man home saying, don't even go into the village. He's saying, don't go back to the unbelieving town that you were just in. Why would you do that? If you have seen me do this thing, if you've seen me help you, if you've seen me change your life, why go back to living a life of unbelief? Don't do that. Don't go back and hang out with those people. Don't go back and be in that environment. Don't go back to that job. Don't go back to that relationship. Now that you see that I'm helping you open your eyes to where I want you to go and what I want you to do and who you're meant to be, don't go back to that. That's what he's saying. If you want to see God more clearly, stay in the place that God has revealed to you. Don't go back to the place that's going to hinder your faith even more. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that you have, through Jesus, allowed us to see more clearly the areas of our life that were so confusing and hazy. God, we know that there is places you want to take us, things you want to do in our life. And if we want to see those things and we want to go to those places, we need to look intently through the eyes of faith. Your miracles are real, God. We believe that they happen. We believe Jesus died for us. We believe Jesus came to earth. And because we were blind, he took our place on the cross to give us sight, spiritual sight. And God, we know that because that happens, we can trust that you will help us every single day in whatever situation we're in, God. We know that with COVID and everything going on, you know, not being able to travel like we want to during Thanksgiving and Christmas time, it's a really hard time to see, you know, clearly through the eyes of faith. But God, we pray that we would just keep coming back to your word, keep coming back to Amen Church, keep hearing these videos, keep hearing these messages so that we can trust you more. In your name we pray, Amen. Now, guys, we're gonna have something called After the Amen, and Loke has a question for you that will help you, you know, in your daily walk this week.
Yeah, our question for you this week is, in what ways, sorry.
Forgot I had the microphone on.
In what ways is your lack of faith causing you to not see clearly? In what ways is your lack of faith causing you to not see clearly?
Yeah, so I think one of the things I remember this week is that Jesus's miracles are real. And I wasn't believing in that. And so, yeah, this could be a question that you think about throughout the week, you know, and, you know, let it be your devotional question. You know, ask God to reveal to you the ways in your life where, you know, lack of faith is causing you not to see what he's trying to do in your life, because he wants to help you.
Amen.
Well, yeah, guys. So now we're going to go into a time of, you guys can just talk to each other in the chat. If you're watching the rewatch, you can just read the comments, see how people are answering. It may help you come to your own conclusion of the answer to the answer to the question. Mm-hmm. And with that said, guys, we love you. We can't wait to see you again next week. And
don't forget to go out and be the church.
Yes.